The last time we met, we talked a little bit about intervals, the distance harmonically from one note to another. So I want to talk this evening about how that harmony builds the structure for the hymn and changes the mood of the hymn or the emotion of the hymn, as we heard. So I'd like to remind you about intervals by singing, if you'll join me and Mrs. Bechtel, in singing an F major scale. So I want you to sing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, right? And back down. And the numbers are important because that's that distance harmonically, right? So from 1 to 5 is a larger distance than 1 to 3. So I want you to be thinking about that as we sing it. So an F again, right? Join me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Very great. Very good. Sing a major second. 1, 2, 1. Sing that.
1, 2, 1.
Can you sing a third?
1, 3, 1.
Great. How about a fourth?
1, 4, 1.
And a fifth?
1, 5, 1.
Very good. All right. So, by changing just two notes of that scale, we can change the mood dramatically and make it, rather than a major, F major scale, it becomes an F minor scale. So, Mrs. Bechtel, if you'll play an F minor, harmonic minor scale, and change the third and the sixth note of the scale. Let's listen to it. Different, right? It feels different. Let's sing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We're going to change the third note and the sixth note of the scale. Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Sing a second.
1, 2.
Same thing in a major scale or a minor scale. That interval is the same. But here's the third. So I want you to sing a minor third.
1, 3, 1.
Great. And a fourth?
1, 4, 1.
And a fifth?
1, 5, 1.
All right. So that third note of the scale, that's what makes it minor. The sixth note does too, but pay attention to the third. All right. When a composer wants to signal a change in the key or the change in the mood, he will do that by using what we call accidentals. There's a sharp that looks like a hashtag or a pound sign. And what that means is that the note should be a half step higher than you would normally think to sing it. A flat looks like a weird B, small B, the letter B, not the buzzing B. And that means that the composer wants you to sing that note a half step lower than you normally would. And then the third accidental is called a natural sign, and I really can't describe it. But there is an example of it in the hymn that you picked up on your way in. If you look on the second line in the bass line, that's a natural. A natural means that the composer wants you to, if that note is usually flat, he wants you to raise it a half step. And if the note's usually sharp, he wants you to lower it a half step. Don't worry too much about that. But I want you to understand that these strange symbols in the music actually mean something. All right, what we're going to do is learn I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say. And the reason I chose this piece is because the hymn begins first in a minor key, and then the last two phrases are in a major key, F minor, that we just sang that scale, and F major to end with. So in the essence of time, I'm going to ask the men, basses, and tenors to sing their part together, and let's try to learn it together. The first thing I also need to say is the first two measures are in unison, everyone, right? So the good news is, guys, you know this, at least the first two measures. Here we go. Let's sing it, men. It's not easy, is it? Let's try it again, guys. Basses and tenors together. Here we go from the beginning. Let's add the altos. So ladies, join us. Here we go. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. They shall go weary and they shall the melody, kids on the melody, ladies who want to sing the melody are welcome to do that. Try to listen to the mood change, right? Now that you've struggled through the notes a little bit, step back and feel the change in the mood. From the beginning, here we go. Lovely job. At the risk of confusing you further, I feel compelled to share with you some some more information about music theory. So we learned that this hymn was written in F minor to begin with and changed to F major in the end, the last two phrases. Every major scale has a relative minor scale. And when I say relative minor, what I mean is that the accidentals in the major scale, those exact same notes that are used in the major scale, are used in the minor scale. But the minor starts on a different note. So in the case of F major, the relative minor is D minor. D minor has one flat, B flat. F major has one flat, B flat. Those are represented on your handout if you want to look at it more closely. But the point I want to make is that for every major scale, there's a relative minor scale. There's also a minor scale that starts on the same note the major scale does. Don't get too confused with that. So it's a fair question to ask, why is this important? And I'm going to use a little story that happened to me in my childhood. I always enjoyed hiking the mountains. I have to admit, if my sister and my mother hear this, they're going to raise their eyebrows because they would ask me, why did you complain all the time then? But I have always enjoyed hiking in the mountains. And when you look at a mountainside, you see beautiful color. One time my mother told me I had to take a wildflower identification course, and I asked her, why is that important? And it wasn't until I learned the names of the flowers that that mountainside became what it truly was, not just a pretty picture, but individual mountains, individual flowers in harmony with each other, right? Music is the same way. If you learn the names and you begin to understand and hear and feel the difference, you will understand that music and feel the music for what it truly is. And it will change the way that this congregation sings, which is what we're after. So thank you very much. Good work.